This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour of the program, and as always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, talking about one of the most important, momentous occasions in our lifetimes, and that is the creation of Bitcoin. The Genesis block was mined today, 9 years ago, by Satoshi Nakamoto, and nobody knows who that is. Although, Mike, you claim that you have some knowledge on that it's actually a group of
individuals. It is a group of people.
They created this thing, and the world has been changed for the better because it has allowed individuals to finally be able to control their money, to finally... You know, you were giving some examples of some non-governmental controlled currencies like rice or dates that some people had used. Obviously, with certain things, spoilage would be an issue there. As you pointed out, rice isn't as likely to spoil.
That's one of the requirements, is it has to be something that has a long shelf life. Like, dates are dried.
Yeah.
So they last just about forever.
And spices of all kinds.
Yep.
From pepper, frankincense, myrrh, all these kind of things. Yeah, that was why frankincense and myrrh have their place in the Bible and so forth. It's because they were valuable. They were, for a relatively very small amount, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I consider myself corrected that humanity has had previous things that are considered currencies that have not been manipulated by governments and banks. But certainly in our lifetime, that hasn't been the case.
God, no. Well, Bitcoin was created, and BitGold, its prototype, basically as an answer to problems with the early digital currencies that were created by people in the early internet. You had
like
Eagle, DigiCash, so forth, and
they got raided, almost all of them. Yeah. Right? Got shut down.
And even beyond the digital currencies, you had groups like NorFed who had
the Liberty Dollar, silver currency.
Bernard von Nothaus, he's a friend of mine, and
we've had him on the air here.
And when I was blogging before I joined SL, I had broken the story of him getting raided, and that was a big story.
I was a Liberty associate at that time. I was one of the Liberty Dollar associate people that helped to try to push that stuff out there. What a shame that Bernard ended up jumping on the Trump train. That was disappointing to see. But regardless, the Liberty Dollar is something that I think will hold a warm spot in a lot of people's hearts.
I still have a few in my drawer.
That's contraband. You don't want to admit to that. Let's go to Jamal. He's on the line in Norfolk, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Jamil.
Jamil.
Here in Norfolk.
Apologies.
Yeah, no worries. I apologize for the call quality. I have to call for myself this time.
All right.
I have a question for Will. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kif halak?
What did you just say?
Just greetings and peace on us.
Yeah, peace and blessings on you.
Okay.
Rahma is mercy, compassion, and wa barakatuh is and blessings.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So Imam Will, I wanted to ask you, basically, I'll give you some background. When I first got into cryptocurrency after listening to Free Talk Live, on and off for a while, I decided to, finally download my Jax wallet at the time and get my first Bitcoin. I was a complete novice. And, right before jumping into it, of course, I did some Googling some searching and did not use Google. But did some touching and trying to get some basic information about some kind of Islamic scholarly opinions about cryptocurrency. Just some basic, just kind of skim through some basic stuff just to see, if it's halal, what's the kind of general, what's the consensus, And I was surprised that there was a decent amount of information about it, and that it was it was really positive, what I read. But I kind of just skimmed over it, just wanted to see if make sure that I was a very novice. So I really didn't know exactly what I was getting into. But now that I'm become quite a lot more knowledgeable now, on the subject. And but now that I had the opportunity to talk to you and ask you, as someone that's pretty uniquely qualified to speak on this thing, I want to know, this is redundant to what you've been talking about. I haven't been listening the whole show, but what do you what's the general overview and consensus on it?
From an Islamic perspective?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
There is no consensus. That's the consensus. Basically, what I'm seeing is that those religious scholars, quote unquote, who are somehow associated with the state, are against
it. They don't like it.
They do not like it. We actually talked about that a few weeks ago. Most of the independent scholars that I've spoken to or that have released, scholarly opinions, fatwas of their own, are either expressing A, that they don't know enough about it to be able to have an opinion, or B, that they don't see anything wrong with it. They treat it as a currency or as a commodity, and that, again, the jury is really out because they're not cryptographers. They don't understand the technology. This is not something to be throwing around fatwas about, because there's not enough that's known by the people who are making these fatwas on the issue. As far as myself, because my focus has been in Islamic economics, and I've dealt with cryptocurrencies for quite a while, the only thing that I would say is, if you own proof of stake coins and you establish a stake, then the airdrop payouts that come from that function in a similar way to the interest that is paid on an interest-bearing bank account. So it's
forbidden, right?
Well, it's questionable enough that I personally would avoid it.
But an interest account is forbidden, right?
It is.
Okay, Islam.
It's considered riba. It's considered interest. And because it functions in the same way, I would personally call it that, even mm-hmm. though they call it an airdrop or whatever.
So when you talk about just...
I would avoid it personally, and anyone who's Muslim who's come to me for cryptocurrency advice, because... Quite a few people have. I always tell them, if you're going to trade in something like, say, clams, which are a partial proof of stake coin, don't establish a stake. If you invest in them to buy them as an investment, but don't establish a stake. Don't hold enough of them.
For listeners that don't know, the proof of stake is a different mode of sort of network operation for certain cryptocurrencies out there. The classic example is Bitcoin, which is what's called proof of work, where you've got
miners.
The miners are the ones that are cranking out their computers, graphics cards, and special hardware to do the work required to solve cryptographic problems and put these blocks on the blockchain and do the back end guts of Bitcoin. Whereas the people that have proof of stake they're getting paid. So the miners are getting paid for doing that work.
Yeah.
Whereas the people who are proof of stake, stake a certain amount of these coins.
Right.
Good example?
Usually tens of thousands. Black coin or clams.
So there's X amount that you have to have some minimum amount you have to stake, and then you get paid based on the stake size, right?
Yes, generally? You do.
You're making money without really doing anything.
Yeah, you can't use any of it.
Right.
So it's an encouragement to save.
Yes.
Right.
And so
it doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything. For instance, if in the Dash network, mm-hmm. in order to be a master node, you not only have to operate a node server, but you have to hold 1,000 Dash.
In that case, the node is performing some sort of a service. It's supposedly helping with their private send feature, which some say isn't that very private, but it is also supposedly helping with the instant send feature that Dash has as well.
So it is providing benefits there. So you can't be a master node operator and have a vote in the network just by holding 1,000 Dash.
Correct. You have to have something doing something.
Right. Exactly. It requires work, effort.
Correct.
Something is happening to create that value, to create that wealth, whereas with a stake...
You're just sitting on money.
Money is created by sitting, and that's interest.
Yeah.
And that's riba. And
now, how does interest, and how do you differentiate, say, interest, like in a savings account, from dividends on stock ownership?
It's considered an investment.
Okay.
One is considered you're putting money into a company to help a company, and that money is working. okay. at that company.
Okay.
And that is creating
and you're getting
a profit
an earning
for you.
Okay.
Whereas money just sitting to be loaned to others, the interest-bearing loans themselves are considered predatory. So you contributing to that
Jamil, if you
and
want,
being paid
you can
for
stand
it
by here. More coming up in moments here. Hold that thought, Will. 855-450-FREE.
Such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Once again, go to SimplifyMySupplements.com and use coupon code FTL to get that 10% off. As we continue here, it's Ian, Mike, and Will in the studios. We still have Jamil on the line in Virginia. Jamil, you'd called in to ask Will, as an he's an imam here at the Malik Center in Keene, New Hampshire, what his opinion was about cryptocurrency and its compatibility, cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, and its compatibility or lack thereof with the tenets of Islam. And
yep, absolutely.
Will, your response has been that generally, and you're somebody who's pretty well, you know, researched when it comes to Islamic economics. Your response is that it is acceptable, but there's certain aspects of some cryptocurrencies, the ones specifically that are called proof of stake, where people actually make more money by just simply holding on to their money.
Yeah.
That you know, sort of stinks of interest.
Well, it's questionable enough that I personally would avoid it.
Yep.
And, you know, my brother-in-law, you know, he's Muslim. He's been investing in cryptocurrencies for 2 or 3 years now. I advise him. I've got another brother-in-law in Canada, my father-in-law. I've got a couple brothers here in the Keene community that I advise. There's brothers in, you know, there's probably about 20 different Muslims at the very least that I advise on cryptocurrency investment. And that's the one thing that I have across the board with them is like, there are certain ways that you can play the clam markets. Clams will drop to $8 and go up to around $11, and they'll do that fluctuation every 2 weeks. And there's a way you can play that market and make a small profit off of that if you can invest a good amount of money.
Without doing the staking thing where
exactly.
You just make money by having money.
Exactly. Where you can make a profit off that investment because it's seen as an investment. You're investing in a commodity.
And that speculation on volatility isn't seen as a form of gambling?
Depends on who you ask. That goes
actually, that would have been part two of my question. That would have been
part two of my question. Does a disagreement of opinion on whether or not it's considered speculation in gambling or if it's considered an investment?
Not so much gambling, but speculation. I don't know.
It specifically has to do with your intention. My intent is I use cryptocurrencies as a form of currency. You know, to me,
yes.
It's money. You know, and if I'm buying money and selling, you know.
Well, here's some economists in general differentiate between gambling and investment based upon the return on risk or the average return on risk. So,
yeah.
For instance, you know, laws for casinos here in the U.S., even though the government doesn't hold to this standard for their own lotteries, they require the private casinos pay at least 95% of their revenues back out as basically the return on risk ratio.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a 95% chance of getting back what you risk on a gambling thing, whereas an investment is something where the average return on risk is always over 100%. So you may have, due to volatility, you may lose money.
Yeah.
But the intent, as you mentioned,
yeah,
the average performance over time is always in the positive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. At least from my personal experience, if you are smart enough to diversify your investments, as you should, and do your research, good God, don't expect somebody else to just tell you what to invest in. Go out and read white papers. Go out and spend time in the chat rooms with the developers. I mean, these guys will literally talk to you and have conversations with you if you go to Discord and dig around and find the servers. They will sit and they will have a real conversation with you. They're interested in telling people about what their technology is and how it functions. And do the research yourself. See what their community. Do they have a dedicated, devoted community of miners and traders? Or is it like 15 guys in a back room trying to, you know, come up with a good pump and dump scheme. Like, you can find these things out by doing your own due diligence instead of expecting somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah,
tie your camel, brother. Tie your camel.
Yeah, speaking of, you mentioned Blackcoin. Actually, I put up the Blackcoin website due to a fantastic reference. I want to build a call to freedom show. And so I pulled it up, and I think, on the website, it does say interest. I think it uses the word interest. So I'm right there. It's like RIBA, you know, kind of obvious for that one. Mm-hmm. But in general, cryptocurrency is free of RIBA. I mean, when if you look at it from the perspective, a lot of the time, of the concern in line with the libertarian view that it's free of the state, you know, funding the state war machine and free of the Federal Reserve, and it's not a RIBA-based fiat currency, very much in line with libertarian thinking. I read that, you know, when I was searching around.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. And that's one of the arguments I actually had another imam that came to me and was like, you know, Bitcoin isn't money because it can't be controlled by government, and it doesn't have anything that backs it. And I was like, well, what backs the U.S. dollar? And
nothing.
He couldn't really...
Violence.
He said, well, the U.S. government does. And I said, okay, so, but how does that function? You know, how do the Bretton Woods Accords work? How does all that... And he had no clue. It's like, okay, well, the American dollar is backed by debt.
That's correct. And
interest... It's every piece of paper you have in your pocket is a great big chunk of RIBA. Just call it RIBA paper. So, I mean, if you're going to tell me that using Bitcoin isn't permissible, then let's have a conversation about that blood money that's built on RIBA that's in your pocket. You know, like, let's have a real conversation about whose money. I mean, let's talk about at the very least, degrees. Like, whose money is more haram? If they're both haram, then whose money is, at least I'm sending less.
Haram being forbidden.
Being forbidden. At least I'm sending less because the money I'm using isn't built on the concept, isn't built on interest and used to murder children all over the world.
Jamil, thank you for the call tonight. We're going to let you go. Your cell phone was getting a little wonky there, and I appreciate hearing from you, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. JP calling from Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JP.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? What's up, brother? Brother Will? How are you?
JP, how you doing, brother?
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling in because I just want to update the folks on the trial that I have on the 9th, which is next week. I believe Chris from Think Penguin and one of your co-hosts are going to be present. And the lawyer, John Meyer, who represented Robin Hood of Keene against the city of Keene, is going to be representing me in that case.
What is this trial about? I don't know if our listeners are aware of this at all.
1 year ago this month, I was with a guy named David, and David Juris, who's been on the show a couple times, I think. He went through a pre-state
project. Hold that thought. You're going to have to tell us here in a moment here. I know it involves the cops, so we're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at Skype, username lrn.fm. Lots of cryptocurrency talk on the air tonight. Another one you need to know about is Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you'll find out why. As we continue here, we've got JP calling from Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do the show from. JP, you were saying that there's a lawsuit or a case of some sort. Is it a criminal case that you're involved in Manchester?
It's a criminal case. I was going with Dave Juris to a Free State Project meeting, and I saw a pullover. It was like 10 degrees out that night, up in the area of where the Quill is, which is a place where liberty activists go in Manchester, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And there was two cars with maybe six undercover cops. They're part of what they called the anti-gang unit, the ghost unit. And a detective, Aaron Brown, illegally removed me for recording and moved me all the way down to the end of the street with threat of arrest, and he pushed me. So I filed a complaint, and during a New England Cop Chases event in Rochester, they pulled up a warrant, and I got arrested. That was on video as well, for filing a complaint on a Manchester cop. So I brought I brought this to John Meyer, the attorney.
They accused you of filing a false complaint, correct?
Yes, yeah, false swearing and making a false complaint on one of their own officers, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so I just wanted to update the folks that trial's on the 9th, which is next week.
So just to clarify, you had filed a complaint about this cop's behavior, about him trying to push you around as a member of the media.
Yes.
And they're claiming that you told a lie in that filing?
Yes.
And so you're on criminal. Is this a criminal case against you, or is this you suing them? I'm not clear on what the case is.
It's a criminal case. I actually got charged, arrested, booked for filing a complaint on Detective Aaron Brown.
Is it a misdemeanor?
Yeah. Two misdemeanors I'm getting charged with. False swearing and filing a false complaint to a law enforcement officer.
Got it. And is this based just on their say-so, or do they have, like, a body cam, anything of that?
No, the only one with the video of the incident was me, and it clearly shows him getting close enough, and what he did was push my shoulder and kind of force me all the way to the end of the street. That video is on New England Cop Chases YouTube, and it's named Detective Douche Brown, Detective Douche, I believe I labeled it. And he basically assaulted me. It was, it's a simple assault, but he did touch me multiple
times.
It's
not assault when they do it.
Oh, of course not. But he's arguing the fact that, it's basically they came to their own self-determination, and the guy that took the complaint basically said, I don't think he's telling the truth because my officer said it didn't happen.
Oh, so you should turn around and file a complaint against him for filing a charge of doing a false complaint, and just file it on.
Yeah, except I'm ordered by the court not to go near Manchester Police Department, and I have a stay away order. Believe it or not,
but the charges based on that this arrest is based on are a false complaint against you.
Oh, I know. I just can't. Yeah, I'll be in violation of my bail conditions and the stay away order. I can't even go near Manchester police. So if I get in trouble, or if I need the police in Manchester, I can't go to the Manchester Police Department because I'm ordered to stay away and not contact them.
So this is happening. Your trial's on the 9th. It's in the afternoon in Manchester. I'm hoping to be able to make it out to it because just to support you, but also your attorney's John Meyer, who, as you pointed out, was the same guy who took the Robin Hood of Keene case all the way to the Supreme Court and won, which is a really
good lawyer.
Epic Supreme Court free speech victory. This gentleman, John Meyer, is a free speech superstar attorney. Like, he is a great guy and really
knows
his
stuff. He won the Sasquatch case.
Yeah, he's won all kinds of great free speech cases. He used to be the head attorney for the ACLU in New Hampshire in the past, and really just overall great guy you want to have on your side. So it's always fun to watch him work. If you ever watch any of the footage of him in the courtroom on the Robin Hood trials,
he just
lines him up against the ropes and just destroys the state witnesses. I mean, it is just incredible to watch him work. So I'm hoping to get out there because, JP, I also have a trial on that day, but I'll be in the morning in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, where I am on trial for so-called misuse of plates, which...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, I got pulled over... Yeah, we got pulled over after we were leaving Taco Biondo, which is a really cool little taco place.
That place in Hillsboro.
Yeah, they got the best tacos in Hillsboro, and now they take cryptocurrency for their tacos, which is awesome. But we were leaving there, and there was an undercover police minivan in the parking lot that was scoping out the car that I was driving because it had a Shire plate on the back from the Shire Society. It had a custom plate. It's got my phone number on it instead of like some random numbers. So, you don't like my driving, you can call. but they didn't like that. So they pulled us over and they like had a second cruiser pull right in. So there was the undercover one and then there was a marked cruiser that pulled in. So two cruisers, four cops, all of them like wearing body armor and like, hovering their hands over their
you're
guns.
You're an enemy of the state.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have necessarily known who it was. Yeah, all over a plate. And so we got that on video. I haven't released that video yet because it's going to be used in the trial, and I'm going to just put it all out there after the trial is over. So that'll be happening in the morning on that day. So it's going to be a day of trials for anybody that wants to attend it. If you're in New England, you can check out the Freekeen calendar at calendar.freekeen.com, and you'll see my trials there. And we should put yours on there as well. JP, thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, have a great night.
Thanks, dude, for the call. I appreciate it. So, yeah, I'm hoping to make it out there, because mine probably won't last that long unless they, you know, unless they do what sometimes they do, which is to keep you there throughout waiting while they do every other single thing on their docket and hear every other case first, then call you. If they do, sometimes what they'll do is they'll actually call us first, so you never really know how they're going to approach it. But if we actually get in sooner rather than later, we'll have time to go to
Now, have you had to defend that Shire plate before, or is this a first for that?
This is the first time that it's actually resulted in a charge. So I've driven around with the Shire plate on a couple of different vehicles in the past. I've had this. It's like it's an actual license plate. Like, it's embossed, you know, it looks nice. It's got the yellow, it's got kind of the international plate style. A lot of island nations have yellow background, black text.
Okay.
And so it's sort of in that style. You can get these very professional looking license plates online from a couple different places. One of them, I've had two of these. One was lost when a car broke down and it just never came back to me. So I got another one since then. But licenseplates.tv, and I think the other one's called AutoPlates, and I don't remember what the extension is on that. But usually you're looking at paying like maybe $50 to $70 for a nice embossed one. You can get the cheaper flat ones that have no embossing for less than that. But the argument here is that it's not misuse of plates. Because if you pull up the misuse of plates statute, at least in New Hampshire, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but from my recollection, it has to do with when you don't display the assigned plate. So if your vehicle has a plate that is assigned to it by a government, it has to have that plate displayed on the vehicle. Right. But the statute doesn't actually say where it has to be displayed. And so this car that had the Shire plate on the back also had a Montana plate on the front. So there was a state plate that was attached on the car. It just wasn't where you expected to find it. So I'm sure they're going to find me guilty anyway, and I'll end up having to, like, you know, go to jail for a night or something like that. But technically, I should win the case because there was a state plate displayed on the vehicle, just not on the backside. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
Whether it's freedom to travel or cryptocurrency, we can talk about any of those things here. We don't get enough freedom to travel activism. It sure is entertaining when people will do it, but it's also highly risky because you might actually lose your freedom, whatever freedoms you had. To travel. We can talk more about that if you want, but we're going to your phone calls and thoughts first. Plus, we got to finish up the story about Bitcoin's birthday. It's turned 9 years old today. It is the Genesis Day of Bitcoin, when the Genesis block, the very first block, block number zero, was created, was 9 years ago. Let's get back, though, to your calls and thoughts. We go first to Raleigh, North Carolina, and David is on the line watching us on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, gent. So, just wanted to, you know, deviate a little bit, though it is related to some of the crypto talk that y'all engage in tonight and the other nights. There's been a massive security vulnerability found in the way that the Intel CPUs, really, these are the CPUs that are in everybody's laptop, desktop, servers, et cetera.
Everyone except those who are running AMD chips, but yes.
Well, yeah. And funny enough, this may or may not be applicable to them. That's yet to be seen, as the details of the exploit haven't been fully released yet. But essentially, the attack will allow any arbitrary program that runs on your computer. So, you know, your web browser, for example, with a certain web page, to access arbitrary memory segments. And so things like Bitcoin keys could be leaked to any old program that would be running on your computer if they're loaded into main memory. So
Now, is that something that can affect people with Linux, or is it Microsoft only?
It's all operating systems running on x86 hardware.
Jeez.
Specifically, it's been tested against Intel. A similar attack has also been Tesla.
Now, just to clarify, sorry to interrupt, is this something that only Intel can do, meaning that Intel can spy on you, or is this something that some hacker can somehow take a hold of?
This would be like a malicious attack vector, right? So this is a fundamental, in the case of the issue that's only been confirmed to affect Intel, there are two different issues that were recently discovered and, documentation starting to flow out about them. But the really nasty one affects Intel in particular. So it may apply to AMD, but that hasn't been actually verified, and there's no proof of concept.
So how does the attacker, perform this exploit? Do they have to have physical access to your machine?
No. It's basically, and I'm no kernel, nor a memory management expert, as these things go. But mm-hmm. essentially, it's defeating some of the memory protection components of the modern processor to access memory that programs would not otherwise be able to access.
So what you're saying is there could be some kind of malware or virus that is placed on your computer and by you or by some other party.
This would have to come through a website that you clicked on or a link on an email.
Something you download without realizing it.
So the question is that are the web browsers allowing this sort of code? And if so, is this something that the browsers can block? Is there,
Well, presumably,
it's not the fix has to be applied at the operating system level, and furthermore, said fix on Intel CPUs will have between a 5% and 30% performance impact. So the security vulnerability is bad, and the fix might be worse.
So if you fix this vulnerability, it may actually slow down your computer.
That has been the results in preliminary testing done by Linux kernel developers when implementing kernel protected KPTI. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's the Linux kernel's way of randomizing memory addresses that are used to store sensitive data.
So what you're saying is if this virus were to get on, or this code, this malicious code were to get on your computer, a remote attacker could then access areas of the computer's memory, which it normally would not be able to do because of this exploit, and in theory could pluck out some very damaging information, specifically your Bitcoin private keys or something like that, then possibly stealing all of your cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's correct.
So another solution to get around this would be to have a hardware wallet, then, it sounds like. Because my understanding, the hardware wallet has the keys on it, and so therefore it is protected by any kind of outside attack.
As long as you don't have the hardware wallet plugged in while the machine is infected.
I've heard that it can't be infected. I've heard the hardware wallets cannot be touched by viruses.
Right, but if you have the hardware wallet, but the hardware wallet is essentially a USB stick that has apps on it. And so when you plug it into a computer, it becomes essentially a drive on that computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the question is, what applications will have access to that drive while it's plugged into that computer? So
in theory, the only applications that could access it would be the ones that have been authorized to, because they're passcoded.
Right, but you have to have an application installing the computer to do that, and so therefore the keys for that to access your hardware wallet will also be on your computer. So this applies to more to hardware wallets as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because the way they sold the hardware wallet was that it was basically impervious to being infected by a virus when it was plugged in. Just
it wouldn't be infected, but it would be accessible by this malware.
Huh. Because when you plug in the code to this thing, it's done with a code that only exists on the hardware wallet in that when, and I don't know the best way to explain this, but when you punch in a code on like your phone, for instance, there's a certain set of numbers, like you're on your bank's phone call-in thing, and you have to give it your PIN. Well, your PIN is always going to be the same numbers on the phone, right? Like, you're going to press the same numbers in the same order. When you go on to, and I don't know if this is true of the Ledger, I bet it is, but on the Trezor, which is the one I have experience with, one of these hardware wallets, when you go to log into the wallet, it shows you a PIN pad on the hardware device, but on the computer, all you see are these nondescript buttons, and it jumbles them all around. So, like, normally on your phone pad, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, right? All in the same order. But on the hardware wallet, it jumbles the numbers around. So every time you log in, the PIN presses, the actual locations of the numbers are totally different.
Yeah, but that's just the user interface. Okay. The problem is, and particularly with the Trezor, there is a serious cryptographic weakness to the Trezor where if you have physical possession of the Trezor wallet and you create a short between two pins on it, you can read the file on the Trezor as plain text, and it provides you with the key, your 12 words,
really,
and your balances in the different currencies.
They haven't fixed that?
I hear that a fix has been pending. I haven't heard whether that fix has come out yet.
Wow. Okay. Well, nothing's perfect out there as far as security is concerned. David, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I guess, you know, what do you do about that? I guess you wait and see if the fix comes out
patch.
And then you apply it. You apply
patch. And just one more thing.
And those would come in your normal security updates, right? Like from Windows or from Linux?
Okay. Right. And I did put a link for details on the exploit out on the FTL AMP forum. If you want to tell people how to get access to that forum, I think this is a good plug time now.
Well, the AMP program is the way you can get in there, unless you're like me and you quit Facebook, in which case you can just join the Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com, and there are other Free Talk Live listeners, including amplifiers, over there. But you're talking about the AMP-only Facebook group, which is one of the AMP perks, which you can get by signing up for the AMP program for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. And, David, thanks for calling tonight.
Yes, sir.
Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with major credit cards as well as PayPal. And for those of you that want to spend Bitcoin Core, you can use Bitcoin Core for that, too, over at amp.freetalklive.com. I mean, are you freaked out about this this exploit? Is this something we should be concerned about?
I would have to investigate it further because it sounds to me like this exploit is at the machine code level where it's dealing with the actual commands on chip, which normally, from my understanding, is not something that can really be done by applications that your web browser is going to be executing. But, you know, I may be wrong.
We've got time for you. If you want to join us, got a full hour to go here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.